walked up to the road rage. Get this, Ramona. My Mets have lost Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers.
Is he the one that has the music?
Yes.
You're kidding.
It's over.
It's over?
It's over. It's all over. It's all over.
So I don't need to play this.
No more Tommy Trumpet.
No.
No. No more. Tommy Trumpet is dead to me. Edwin Diaz, dead to me.
Why did
Mets,
he leave?
Dead to me.
What's wrong with Lee? Why did he want to leave?
$69 million for 3 years.
Oh, but after taxes, that's not very
much.
Oh,
that's right. It's like nothing.
I know.
Yeah.
You gotta buy your mom a house. And,
yeah. It's like
save it and flaunt it and all that. So yeah, it's not much.
Yeah, it's like absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's a shame. It's a shame that money means nothing. Of course, it means less in that state than any other. I don't know. You know, unfortunately for Edwin, he was going from the taxes of New York to the taxes of L.A.
Is that where he's going? Where's he going?
The Dodgers.
He's going to the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have worse tax problems than he had in
Welcome
New York.
To Gavin Newsom land, my man.
Really? Why would anybody want to do that? You'll have to call Odell Beckham and see.
Oh, and up on the screen above me, they're showing Alonso. He'll be the next leaving. He's probably going to the Red Sox. That's probably going to happen. And I've even heard talk that Lindor is going to be gone. So like,
you're not even going to have a team.
Right. Well, the three reasons my favorite three Mets could be gone. Edwin Diaz was my favorite Met at this point. Lindor and Alonso are my next favorite Mets.
That's terrible.
Right.
All you got left is that senator.
That's right. All I have left is Marsha Blackburn.
Yeah, she's like staying. She'll be on the mound.
That's right. I forgot that. Yeah, she's going to be the new closer.
Yeah, she'll be ready.
Yeah, the new closer. Edwin Diaz. Last year, the Mets pitching staff was a disaster. The only thing I had to look forward to was any game that Edwin Diaz got in at the end because it was over.
That's just terrible.
Edwin Diaz is an absolute witch. I don't care how old he is. Look, he's not throwing 102, 103 anymore, but he's still throwing 98, and his movement is insane. Schwarber said that he can't be hit, period. He's 0 for 12 with 12 strikeouts against him. Schwarber said, I can't even see it, let alone hit it. That's what he said. He said, I can't even see it, let alone hit it.
That's terrible. And
he's going to the Dodgers. Right.
Of all people to go to.
Yeah. Give them the World Series again. I mean, because they're honestly, I didn't even think they were very good this year. Next year, they're actually going to be good. So good luck. Good luck to everybody against them. I'm just sick. And Ramona, it's over for me.
I could see how that would be.
Yeah. Baseball is over for me.
Bad.
Yeah. I feel like a Pirate or a Reds fan now. I'm just going to be like Kwok and John Height. No chance. No reason. No
team.
Reason
what
to
is
even
that, the White Sox.
Yeah. No reason. Right. The White Sox.
I thought they went out.
Right.
In the
you
20s.
Thought they were extinct.
I did.
Yeah,
I thought there was just something they didn't do anymore.
Oh, hey, Papa Nick Pavia is on.
I know.
I guess they let him out just for this. Papa Nick. Papa Nick Pavia. What's going on, Papa Nick?
Well, Mr. Deptula, I just wanted to thank you. You've got my nephew's name out there, and you're standing behind him, and I appreciate it. And I just heard that, you know, I hate, you know, that your team, your baseball team, I hate that you're losing your favorite player, but be careful. One of our favorite cliches is, he's dead to me, so be careful how to use that. But as I like to say, the family, or as some people call it, the organization, we know he's going to win.
Yeah, I think he's going to win, too.
And if you need anything, you need to just come see Papa Nick.
I will.
I'll take care of you.
All right, thank you, Papa.
Or any problems you have.
I'm gonna take that number down, Papa Nick. I'm going to call you. There are a couple people right now I'd like to take care of.
Just say it.
I'll let you know.
They will be dead to you.
Thank you, Papa Nick. I got the number. I will call you.
Thanks, Mr. Deptula.
Thank you, Mr. Papa Nick. Thank you. How about that, Ramona?
How about
it's
that?
The Godfather.
How about that?
That's pretty good.
You're dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Be careful.
I gotta go home and make a list. You know, other people go and make Christmas lists. I'm going
to
go
you
home
make dead
and
dead to me
I'm,
list.
I'm going to go and make a Papa Nick Pavia dead to me list.
Dead to me list.
I wonder how many people be on my list. Probably more. Probably more than I think. You know, once I start.
Well, start thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Once I start the flow. Neil is asking me. Okay. What do we have here? What do we have here? We have Neil's responded to something Faxon posted about Pro Football Focus NFL mock draft. Pro Football Focus is the worst mock draft known to mankind. They never get anything right, period. They're awful. They're terrible. Okay. And that's what Nick is asking me. Neil is asking me. Neil is asking me, how can Peter Woods be a top 10 pick? I understand he was double teamed, but they played some awful offensive lines. He should have been able to eat more. Please explain. I can't. I'm done trying to explain that, okay? And I personally would not draft Peter Woods in the top 10. I just wouldn't. I'm sorry. I think Peter is a good athlete. I don't know about sensational athlete, as many want to portray him as. I don't think we've seen that, quite frankly. Look, here's the thing, and this is generally a good measuring stick. If a guy is not a dominant player collegiately, why do you expect him to be a dominant player professionally when he's playing against bigger, better players? You know, Peter was doubled at times. You know, I don't know what the percentage was, maybe 40% of the time, but great players, even against doubles, still make plays. And when he wasn't doubled, he didn't make enough plays. There's just not enough impact on film, for my taste. Defensive tackle. First of all, if you're going to be a defensive tackle drafted in the top 10, you got to be truly special. Truly special. Defensive tackle is not a NFL priority position, especially two-gap types. You know, you wanted Peter to be a dominant three-tech and be explosive upfield guy, but that's not really what happened. I had hoped that when he lost some weight this year, we would see Peter Woods at his more explosive best. But it leads me to wonder about things like arm length, as I've discussed before, in terms of why he hasn't been as dominant. But you know, we'll see. I mean, it's a postseason process, and what type of numbers Peter puts up in the combine will be important. I'm not sure those numbers are going to be what people think they are. I've heard a lot of discussion about how, incredible the numbers will be. We'll see. I have my doubts that they're going to be as incredible as people think. But if they are, that will change the nature of this conversation a little. As of now, I would say that that's very high. You know, you have to understand, I don't even mean Pro Football Focus. I mean all these people. I mean, these are all the same people who had Cade Klubnik, the number one quarterback taken in the NFL draft, which was never going to happen, as we told you all along. It was just never going to happen. None of the tools were there for him to be the number one quarterback in the NFL draft. It was never happening. Never. Not for 1 minute, not for 1 second. And they all parroted the same information, because that's all they do. They copy each other's work, and that's why they all wind up with the same wrong answers. So, you know, you have to take that stuff for what it's worth. And right now, I just don't see it. I don't think you're going to see Peter Woods in the top 10. And we'll see about Parker and where Parker winds up. But again, you know, they had Antonio Williams 14 and Cade Klubnik 1, and Peter Woods was like 2 or 3, and Parker was right there too. And if you remember, I had my doubts about all those guys in terms of that draft position, and I certainly never believed for 1 second that Cade Klubnik was going to be the number one pick of the NFL draft or anything close to that. I said all along I thought he was more like a round 4 player, and I think that's what he is. We'll see how it all plays out in the end. There's still a lot of proving ground left. But as of today, I doubt that. If you're going to be a top 10 defensive tackle, you truly have to be a difference maker. You have to be somebody, the productivity has to show up on the field. You have to be a game wrecker. And that's what I think we hoped we got out of Peter Woods, but we just didn't see the game wrecking. It just didn't happen. I mean, you see isolated plays on film, but you don't see consistency in that regard. So I have my doubts about it, to answer your question, Neil. I think that, as I said, I think these organizations and a lot of these mock drafts just simply parrot each other's work, and so I would say that it's that's doubtful right now, very doubtful. And again, it's as I said, we see a lot of a parroting of information in that regard. Texas said Pavia took Vandy to Neyland Stadium and ran Tennessee out of their own building. I think that says a lot about who he is. I don't disagree with that. That other text is very funny, Texter. Texter said Bobby's from Albuquerque, New Mexico, so we know who he probably runs with. That's funny. I mean, he did. I mean, Pavia was absolutely incredible all year. There's just no doubt about it. And he got better and better. And as the year went on, he put up bigger and bigger numbers. Hey, look, man, if they named Diego Pavia the Heisman Trophy winner, I'm actually okay with that. My only problem with that would be then we don't get to see the brothers in action. Because I think the opportunity for the most chaos only comes if Diego doesn't win. But
some people like to celebrate with a good fight with someone. So if he wins, they might want to fight.
Oh, anyway. I guess that's possible. All things are possible. I mean, you know, multiple times arrested in one college football season. So it's all possible. Texas said, I know the stats and record are not there, but if we're being honest, Haynes King is the most deserving player to win the Heisman. He's by far the most valuable to his team. Without him, Georgia Tech's a 4-5-1 team. I mean, I think Haynes King had a legitimate case to be there. I think he carried a team that really wasn't very good, and he was terrific all year long, and is probably the best leader in college football. I don't dispute any of that, but he's not there, and you know the ACC and Georgia Tech just not getting that type of credit. But at the top of this list, again, I'm okay with Love being there. I'm okay with Julian Sam being there. Sam completed 80% of his passes. But at the top of this list, it's got to be Mendoza and Pavia. That's how I see it. Whatever order you want to put them in. Again, I would probably go Mendoza based on what we just saw. We're all victims of the last thing we saw. And Mendoza coming up big against that Ohio State defense, I'd probably go with him. Also, he is a guy who has a chance to be the number one pick in the draft. That's not really a part of the Heisman conversation, but it speaks again to the talent level and something we've told you about Mendoza all along. From back when he was at Cal, and I was talking him up then. So I think that's the case. Texter said, Cade's a bit of a head case. He'll be lucky to make a practice squad. Wow. Texter said, is it conceivable that Cade goes undrafted? I wouldn't take him as a GM. Again, a lot of that on the text line. I don't think so. I think someone is going to take Cade. I think that it will not be before round four, as I see it. I think that would be the earliest. Quarterback, from a draft perspective, let me tell you something. Quarterback does not work the way most people think it does. It's one of the big mistakes people make in evaluating. They start putting all these quarterbacks in, like, the top 100 players. It just doesn't work that way. You get the round one guys, and then after that, you generally get, like, one other guy. You don't get five other guys in rounds two and three. And so that's just not a fertile ground for quarterbacks. It never has been. That's just not how that system works. Byron, I'm going to get to you in a minute. I'm getting a lot of texts on all this right now. Texter said, I saw it there for a second, but it all moved away. Texter said, Mendoza's Okay. I have to admit, this is funny. Texter said Mendoza's Heisman speech will be must-see TV. Okay. I can't deny that, all right? It probably will be. People are still sort of a little poking fun on what Mendoza said in the interview immediately afterward. His voice went way, way up in octaves, and you know, and he was thanking God and everybody, and he was just so happy. I mean, I think social media is sort of ugly in what they did with that, but you know, I actually think he's probably that's a funny text on Texter, but I actually think that he was going to be more geeked up about what happened in beating Ohio State than he ever will about the Heisman. I just think he's that kind of kid. I think that was a team win and it meant everything. Byron, I'm coming right to you on the other side. Quick break.
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Truth is, it's Greer Flooring Center's specialty. In the daily hustle, one thing is certain. You may not always stop to cherish a messy moment, but you will always stop to clean it up. We make that easy. At Greer Flooring Center, we have a great selection of luxury vinyl for active families with kids and pets. We know one day the small things really add up to the biggest. So we invite you to visit our state-of-the-art showrooms. We're in Easley, we're in Greer, and we would love to help you with our knowledgeable and experienced staff members. They're all in the right place, and we can help you at the right prices at Greer Flooring Center.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Discover exceptional value and reliability at Toyota of Easley, where your satisfaction is our top priority. Whether you're in the market for a sleek sedan, a rugged SUV, or a fuel-efficient hybrid, we've got the perfect vehicle for you. Our friendly team is ready to assist with personalized service and unbeatable offers. Don't miss out on the chance to drive home your dream Toyota. Visit us today at Toyota of Easley and experience the difference.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut, sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Clemson fans, this is your store. The Tiger Sports Shop has the best selection of Clemson apparel, accessories, and game day essentials. Nike, Lululemon, polos, hoodies, hats, tees, you name it, we've got it. Plus, by joining our Tiger Rewards loyalty program, you'll earn points and unlock exclusive perks throughout the season. Shop local at our two Clemson locations or visit us online anytime at tigersports.com. Don't just cheer for the Tigers, wear your pride. The Tiger Sports Shop. Your Clemson headquarters.
Go Tigers! Getting more as a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member is easier than ever with the Lowe's app. Download it today and earn 500 points the first time you log in. Plus, your digital wallet helps you scan, save, earn, and access what you need to manage it all in one place. Download the Lowe's app and take advantage of your pro benefits today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 12/1/25 through 1/7/26. Offer valid for first login per organization only. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Additional restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk in the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Deptula Road Race, we are back. Orange Bill says, are we starting to see Mendoza has ice in his veins? And then he says, Mendoza's like Clark Kent. Yeah. You know, again, you're always the first to know in the show. I warned about him way back originally, year one. Put him on my quarterback list then. Elevated him every year. And now he's turned into a guy that might be the number one pick in the draft. In the most difficult situations imaginable this year, he's done the sort of Montana Brady thing. You know, he's done those things in the most difficult situations imaginable. And Ohio State got after him in the second half, and he extended plays, and he threw on the move, and he made big-time throws in the second half of that football game against an elite defense to win that game. And make no mistake about it, he did win that game. And by the way, the one thing on the, you know, the texter or the caller earlier credited me with Indiana before the year. I didn't have Indiana number one before the year. I didn't have them anywhere near there. Look, there were things I said about Indiana. Like I said, I thought they were the most well-coached team. That I said all along. I actually said that last year, and nothing's changed this year. But as I watched them this year, I began to realize this was a team that, had a chance to compete at the highest level. And when I watched them play Oregon, I was fully sold that they could win the national title. That's when I first really believed that Indiana could win the national title. And I believed in enough that I picked them to beat Ohio State this past week, and that proved to be right. But it was the second half of the Oregon game that convinced me above all else what exactly Indiana was. It was holding that Oregon offensive tack to 45 yards in the second half was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in college football on the road and out to the stadium. And that's when I knew that, yeah, they can beat Ohio State. And that's what I proved to be right about. Byron, Robert, we got a bunch of good callers. Byron, how are you, Byron?
How are you doing, Walt?
Byron, good to have you as always.
No, I just got a couple of things, and I'm sure you touched on it yesterday a little bit, and I wasn't really listening, so I apologize for that. But, you know, Notre Dame shouldn't the ACC as much as they did, because in reality, Notre Dame, besides Miami and Texas A&M, played one of the weakest schedules in college football. Like, you practically played nobody. And so what did you expect at the end of the day when head-to-head you lost to Miami? Now, they shouldn't have put James Madison in, honestly. They should have took Notre Dame, but that's not how the rules are written. So by you getting out of the – if you want out of the ACC, that's – have at it, because you're not in the conference anyways. But you can't blame the ACC.
Well, no. I mean, no, it's ridiculous, and I attacked him yesterday. I thought it was one of the most pea-brain things I've ever heard in my life. But, look, did Notre Dame deserve to be in the college football playoff? 100%. They deserve to be in over Alabama. And you can argue Notre Dame and Miami all day. I think you can make good arguments for both, and I would have been fine with it. I think winning 10 straight and the way Notre Dame won is impressive. I don't care who you played. I think we get, you know, I don't know how we can watch our own teams play and struggle against all these crappy teams and then look at Notre Dame and say, oh, so those 10 in a row meant nothing when they're blowing people out, I including USC, who they beat by double digits, this team that everybody seemed to love. So I have more respect for Notre Dame. I think they're the best running game in the country. I think they're really well coached. I watched them play for the national championship last year. I think they deserve to be in the playoff. I think all those things were true. I think the way the committee handled Notre Dame throughout the course of this whole thing was a disaster. I think all those things are true. I also think that Notre Dame showed a complete lack of class and comprehension in the things that were said in the last couple of days. I just think disgraceful by Notre Dame in that regard. So,
yeah, no, I agree. And the other thing I wanted to ask is that, you know, no matter who wins the Heisman this year, would you say this is one of the worst Heisman years?
Nope.
In terms of stats, not necessarily players?
No. Because
you look at stats, the reason why I say that is, like, none of these guys even have, like, you know, astronomical numbers. In some years, there's, like, you know, new records set or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, some of these numbers are average.
Look, they're not throwing for 4,000 or 5,000 yards, but for example, Indiana has basically killed everybody they played. So Mendoza's not in there throwing in second half of games and trying to stack numbers. They're trying to win football games, and he won every game he played. And the game has had a little bit of a reversal in terms of how we play it. And you saw teams like Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech not necessarily playing the way the game has been played in recent years. So they're trying to control elements of the game and win the football games, not have their quarterback post, you know, Marcus Mariota numbers. So I think a part of it is just the way the game has sort of bounced back. The run game has become a little more important again, and the game has changed. But you're not wrong, Byron, in that we're not seeing the 4,000, 5,000-yard stats or the 2,000-yard runner. But I think in terms of the way the top guys played, I think Mendoza was unbelievable. He has led Indiana to an unbeaten season. He just beat Ohio State. In terms of Diego Pavia, he led Vanderbilt to a 10-2 season. And I don't know whether people realize how dangerously close they came to 12-0. They came dangerously close to 12-0. I mean, they were winning the game in Alabama. They were driving a second time. They were going to take a 14-0 lead, and Pavia fumbled at the 7-yard line. And then the Texas game was 34-31. Those are the two road games. Those are their losses. This is Vanderbilt. Yeah. And it was Diego Pavia and the Pavia Etz. I mean, and so I think all of those guys were incredible. And I think the first two guys were really incredible. What I think are going to be the first two guys, Mendoza and Pavia. And like I said, I'd be okay with either one of those guys winning the award.
Thank you, Byron.
It's not a bad point. I mean, if all the reality is, stats don't mean very much. Like Marcus Mariota posted all sorts of stats. He's nothing but a backup quarterback at the pro level. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you. By the way, it was Robert who actually was on Indiana before the season. Although I did have to convince him at some point about Mendoza. And when Robert was sort of backing off his prediction a little bit, I can't remember. What was that, the Penn State game? What game was that?
Yeah, it was early in the season, Walton. I was talking about, man, he looks so kind of herky-jerky, awkward back there. I'm not sure if he's used to the competition in the Big Ten. That's kind of basically what my
That was that. And I assured you that he was, and that he was going to be around one NFL quarterback and all that.
Yeah. Listen,
but he's just been unbelievable. The whole team's been unbelievable. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know what? The committee tried to screw it up. We all know Bama shouldn't be there. We all know Notre Dame should be in the playoff. We all know Notre Dame are a bunch of whiners. But the reality is, we are headed for an unbelievable playoff.
Yeah, I just wish there was a way that we could have got Indiana and Texas Tech in the final.
Yeah, I do too. I'm really disappointed in the Texas Tech draw because I think it's all but impossible. To win the national championship, Texas Tech is going to have to beat Oregon, likely have to beat Oregon, Indiana, and Ohio State.
Yeah, exactly. Listen,
if they do that, they'll be the most deserving champion we've ever had.
Oh, yeah. Especially come playoff time. The road they're going to have to take through the playoffs, yes, absolutely. Before I get to why I called, that Mendoza interview that everybody's making fun of.
Yeah, just sheer joy, happiness.
That reminded me of a professional wrestler interview. I kept waiting to hear, Tony Schiavone, shut up, I'm talking now.
Yeah, but, you know, he was just, look, he has a sort of a high voice to begin with. And, you know, and in that celebration, that voice was going up octaves. And then, you know, and he was overjoyed. It was like all dreams come true. It was the impossible dream, you know.
He had the hands involved in everything.
Right.
And then I thought it was funny that Kirk Cignetti, and then after him, Mendoza was trying to take the mic from, Klatt. And he wasn't giving it up. So, but Walt, let me ask you your opinion. And I don't know anything about how many players they've lost. All I know is that they've lost a boneheaded coach who's cost them games. How far do you think Ole Miss can go? Because I'm telling you, if they haven't lost too many players with Pete Golding, they might could go somewhere.
Yeah, look. Here's the thing. I haven't said this on air yet. I asked this question on Twitter, on X. I asked, you know, give me an upset. I said, give me an upset. I said, because I'm thinking of one. And my upset, Robert, and I have not said this, there are going to be people who don't like this, Georgia Greg. My upset is if we get there, I think Ole Miss can beat Georgia.
They should have beat them in the first time, first game they played. It wouldn't have been for Kiffin.
Well, look, this will be a different game. Because George is better defensively, but I think Ole Miss is better defensively than they were as well. And Ole Miss has a dominant running back, which I think is a big factor. And I think they have the better quarterback. And I don't think that Ole Miss will miss Lane. I actually think that if you get in a game with Georgia, if we wind up with Ole Miss and Georgia, and we're in the actual football game, I think Ole Miss will benefit from not having Lane Kiffin.
Absolutely. That's my whole point, Walt. If Ole Miss beats Tulane and beats them pretty handily, they're going to have all kind of juice going into that Georgia game. And let me just say this, Robert.
I actually think Tulane is going to hang around in that game. I don't think it's going to be easy. I think Ole Miss just needs to win and move on. If they win and move on, I think they'll be ready for Georgia. I don't think you're going to see – I think that game was like 42-10 the first time or something. But I think Tulane is better than that.
45 or something, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was like 42-10 or something. And they turned it over.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ole Miss, Georgia.
No. Ole Miss, Tulane. And Ole Miss Tulane turned it over four or five times in that game. I don't think you'll see a repeat of that. I think Retzlaff is a pretty good college quarterback, and I think Tulane has played in some of these games before. I think they'll play pretty well. I think they're going to play better, and it'll be a more competitive game. But beyond that, I think as long as Ole Miss just advances, I think they're going to be a handful for Georgia. I think people have overrated what they're seeing from Georgia, particularly offensively. And quite honestly, even though I think Gunnar Stockton's a great story, I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
Well, preseason, I had Indiana, Oklahoma, and Georgia all in my Final Four with Clemson. Yeah. I can't get that because Oklahoma's not going to make it.
they play Indiana, I think, or I don't remember. I don't have the bracket in front of me.
Yeah, I had Oklahoma. I had Oklahoma number eight before the year, and I think they're actually at eight right now.
Yeah, that's about what they are, Walt. I mean, they still are hurting offensively.
Yeah, they're not good. They're not good enough offensively to be a factor here. They're reliant on they're really reliant on creating turnovers, and I just don't know if you can count on that once you get to this level. Even the first game between Oklahoma and Alabama was the turnovers they created. Can they do that again? I don't know. Maybe Norman they can. Maybe against that Alabama team they can.
Yeah. But getting back to Ole Miss, do you know how many players they've lost? Because I think that's what it's really going to hinge on. I know that the quarterback Chambliss is still there.
Yeah, I don't.
And
think,
a lot of the offensive talent.
Yeah, I don't think they've lost. I don't think they've lost many. Nothing I've seen. So.
Yeah, I haven't looked into it, but yeah, I was going to do that today. Ran out of time, but yeah, that's to me. Ole Miss could be the surprise.
See, I think the other thing that I can't get out of my mind, and the reason I'm saying this with Ole Miss, it's not against you Georgia people. The reason I'm saying this with Ole Miss, I keep going back to the Ole Miss-Oklahoma game, the game in which Lane Kiffin made like 10 mental blunders. And what was obvious to me was Ole Miss's team speed. Oklahoma took terrible angles all game long. All game long. Venables never corrected. They took terrible angles. And they paid a price. And it sort of looked like Oklahoma didn't belong on the field with them. And that's the thing that's indelibly in my mind over that game and the talent that Ole Miss actually has on this football team, which is why that is the game. I asked people this question the other day on Twitter. Nobody really gave me a good answer. People give me first round, and I wasn't really looking for that. I was looking for any round. I think if we get to Ole Miss, Georgia, I think Ole Miss can beat Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, Walt, I've been expressing my opinion on Lane Kiffin for 3 or 4 years. I've always thought he was a bonehead. And, I think now that he's gone and you've got, Pete Golding.
You won't have the stupid in-game mistakes that could cost them that game. You won't get that factor with Golding.
I don't think so.
So if the talent is there, then you won't get the idiocy, the nonsense that Kiffin pulls in every big game he plays in. And I think that allows the chance for Ole Miss to upset Georgia. And I am leaning towards that. Robert, I got to run. Good talking to you. James, I'm coming right to you. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any number of budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call Canty, 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. Quick break.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from, who should you hire? For nearly 15 years, Iron Drive Floor Coatings has installed the highest quality concrete coatings all over the upstate. With over 1 million square feet installed and the most 5-star reviews in our industry, our guarantee stands strong. Don't trust just anybody to coat your garage floor. Trust the company with a proven track record of quality work. Get a free quote today at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real. In the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three locations in the upstate and let our elves, friendly staff, help you find that perfect gift. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout, where everyone's a regular.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Boy, you guys have a great staff, and guys have been with you a long time.
We're really well staffed. We have a team. It's not just one guy with a truck and a chainsaw. We have a team of people that are willing to come out, help you. And if you hire Schneider Tree, you're going to have an arborist assigned to you that's going to know your property, that's going to have time to walk your property and answer all your questions. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Schneider Tree Care.
As Christmas approaches, what every four-wheeler off-roader wants is a Warn winch from Clemson 4-Wheel. Right now, they have a select group of Warn winches at a special buy. Prices that they can't mention, but you will love. If that's not what you need, they have a great assortment of stocking stuffers, like gift cards, four-wheel items, four-wheel drive accessories, and many more. Come by the store at 10733 Clemson Boulevard, Seneca, on Highway 123 in Seneca, or shop online at Clemson4Wheel.com.
Clemson!
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we are back. You can get in if you want. James, I'm coming right to you. Before I do that, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. Look, if you want the best plumber, that's Roto-Rooter. That's not just me saying it. It's all you. Voted the best plumber in the upstate for the second year in a row, 2024 and 2025. There's only one best. That's Roto-Rooter. Ramona can prove it. I can as well. They've helped both of us in emergency situations. They're just amazing. In an emergency situation, unlike anywhere else on the planet, a live human being answers your call, and they direct help on the way to you right away. That's who they are. It's what they do. Clemson alumni, same family, has owned the franchise for over 40 years. Franchise is in the upstate for over 40 years. Roto-Rooter, of course, has been around nearly 100 years. Over 1,100 five-star reviews. They are your most local, trusted local plumber. Again, they're the only plumber you've ever heard of. Again, voted best plumber of the upstate for the second year in a row. 24/7, 365. Doesn't matter what day, doesn't matter what time. Commercial and residential plumbing, all they do is plumbing. Full service plumbing. They don't do electrical, they don't dabble, they do plumbing. Sewer and drain cleaning, water heaters, video inspection, backflow certification, drain field replacement, pipe repair and replacement, high velocity water jetting, faucets, sinks, disposals, tubs, toilets, septic tank plumbing, sump pumps. If it has anything to do with plumbing, this is Roto-Rooter. They are your fix. Write this number down. Put it on your phone. Put it on your refrigerator the old-fashioned way. 864-695-1117. You might not need them now, but you might need them 2 weeks from now. 864-695-1117. You can bet your bottom dollar will come as an inconvenient time, at an inconvenient time, because that's the way life works. So have the number. You'll thank me later. James, how are you, James? Good to have you.
Doing pretty good. I want to tell you I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And I got thinking about something at work today.
Yeah.
Before the season, you made a prediction.
Yeah.
And it kind of comes true.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't, James. Because, you know, yeah, they drove from the front of the race off the highway and collided with each other somewhere in the woods way down the line. That's not how I planned it.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about then.
Yes, I do. Yeah. This is not how I ever imagined Penn State and Clemson coming together. No, it's not.
I thought about that. And I agree. Alabama, they set it up. They wanted them in. That's why they moved them up last week.
Yeah. Yep.
And they wasn't going to put up a one ACC team in.
Right.
It's either going to be Virginia if they won.
Exactly right.
But I thought I'd point that out. Yep. I didn't know if anybody else had said anything to about it.
Yep. Yep, thank you, James. Good talking to you. I appreciate the call. Thank you.
You have a great day.
You too. Yep. 100% true. Yeah, it's not how I imagined that Clemson Penn State coming together. Now, you know, there were some things that we were sort of spot on about, but there were things that we were just horrifically wrong about, which has never been the case before the season, but it was this year. We'll see about the future. You know, I think I was really high on Texas Tech, really high on Texas A&M before the year. Thought both those teams could make the playoffs. They have. But Miami was another one. But not at all what I think anybody else expected from Penn State and Clemson. Insanity, really insanity. I don't know what else to say about it. Yep. Franklin Tree Service is proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar and Road Rage. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, they're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any types of hazards. The upstate has some strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year. We all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. I know from personal experience, Brian helped me. I was very concerned about the trees around my home. Had I not acted through Franklin Tree Service, had he not guided me through that process, my home would have been crushed in Helene. It absolutely 100% crushed like a bug. And I probably would have been killed. I certainly would have been had I been home. That's the reality of my situation. I have a lot of woods. My woods were devastated in that storm. The storm settled on my property and just wiped out my woods. The trees that I'm talking about that had to be removed were at my fence line, and they were all leaning toward my home. And they were at the edge of the woods, so they definitely would have fallen. Brian essentially saved my life. Franklin Tree Services will identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, overhanging limbs in English, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. They're the best. Call Franklin Tree Service today. Tell them I say, Brian Franklin, great guy too. 864-947-9065. 864-947-9065. All right, a couple things before we got out of here. One on A&M and one on James Madison, if I can find it. Texas A&M offensive line was asked about the keys to stopping Reuben Bain, who will be a top pick in the draft. And this was the answer, Ramona, that one of the Texas A&M offensive linemen gave. He said, I don't think he's a threat that we need to worry about.
He said that, huh?
You know that old adage about you don't tug on Superman's cape? Reuben Bain is a bad, bad man, no matter what you think, Texas A&M. And I like Texas A&M. And I talked about their offensive line before the year, and that was one of the things I liked about them. And I liked the offensive line. But to suggest in advance, to answer that question and basically say, I don't know what they're really saying. Are they saying we're the SEC and we don't need to worry about some defensive end who plays in the ACC for Miami? Listen, my man, go watch some film, because Reuben Bain is a bad, bad man. You know, Ramona, I will never forget when he was a freshman and Blake Miller of Clemson was a freshman. Miller was playing as a freshman over 300 pounds. Bain was probably, I don't know, 260 at that point. Reuben Bain, Reggie Whited, Blake Miller, basically picked him up like you'd pick up a 5-pound bag of sugar and tossed him like 6 feet.
Really?
I would be careful, my man, what you say. I don't know why you would say that with a big goofy smile on your face too. I don't know why you would tempt Reuben Bain. But good luck to you, because those Miami defensive ends, I think your offensive line is good. You better be good, because those two Miami defensive ends are going to the top 20 picks of the NFL draft, and they're both really good. And I wouldn't be talking noise about any of them. I would not be doing that right now. It's a little odd to me to begin with. And I'm looking, Ramona, for the James Madison thing here. I'm hoping I can find this. I got a lot of people responding. You know, Ramona, I wrote something like, oh, here's what I wrote, Ramona. I wrote, I only want callers and texters today. I wrote this morning. I only want callers and texters today who rushed for more yards than Bama did in their Herb Street approved solid effort versus Georgia in the SEC championship game. Because, again, that would be who, Ramona?
I can't remember the name, though.
No. Who would it be?
Alabama?
No. Who rushed for more yards than Bama did in the SEC championship?
Everybody
is the correct.
Theirs was negative.
Negative three, right. Yeah. But straight, you know what, Ramona? What's pretty funny is there were people who said, well, does that mean that my 7 yards against this team counted in high school? And so they didn't quite get it, Ramona. No, you don't need those 7 yards. You don't need anything. You just need to be breathing oxygen. If you're breathing oxygen, you rush for more yards than Alabama did on Saturday in the SEC championship game. Where is the James Madison thing? I know. I see you waving in there. I see you doing your whatever it is you're doing there. I'm trying to get the James Madison thing before we get out of here. Obviously, Clemson BYU basketball is coming your way momentarily. I've said it 8 million times. I'm more excited about this OOC game than any OOC game I remember. I just can't wait for it. And my time waiting is almost over. I think Clemson is going to shock the world a little bit tonight. I think the Tigers win the game. I think it's like 77-73. I think that's what's going to happen. I'm really optimistic about this basketball team. And I found it. Here, Ramona, quickly before we get out of here. James Madison, Ramona, who's a massive underdog to Oregon, obviously. You know, little James Madison, as you say, one of the colonial types.
Yeah.
I think you called him one of the colonial types.
Yeah.
James Madison put up a tweet this morning on X, actually last night. and it says, the quote, massive talent gap between James Madison and Oregon is overblown. We've been grinding tape, and the Oregon Ducks are actually a lot better than people are saying. It would not surprise us one bit if Oregon kept it close in the first half. So they turned it all around and made themselves out to be the favorite and said, yeah, people are right. So, yeah, stay tuned. It's all coming your way right now. It's absolutely an unbelievable opportunity for Clemson basketball. Let's friggin' go!
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Welcome to the Clemson Men's Basketball Pregame Show, presented by Healthy Blue. Healthy Blue. Learn more at healthybluesc.com.